He was an innocent man. He is a great gentleman. He was targeted by the Obama administration, and he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid.
This week, the Justice Department announced that they were dropping the criminal case against Michael Flynn, President Trump's first national security advisor. Flynn had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI twice regarding conversations he'd had with a Russian diplomat in 2016. Attorney General Bill Barr's decision to drop the case was shocking for many and raised questions about undermining the credibility of the Russia investigation. He talked about the decision on CBS this week.
They did not have a basis for a counterintelligence investigation against Flynn at that stage.
Does the fact remain that he lied?
Well, you know, people sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes.
What should Americans take away from your actions in the Flynn case today?
I want to make sure that we restore confidence in the system. There's only one standard of justice.
I sat down with Katie Benner, who covers the Justice Department for the New York Times, and started off by asking her why this is happening now.
Well, I think we have to remember that the Justice Department has always very much disliked the Flynn case, especially the Justice Department, though, under Bill Barr. There was always some debate about kind of what the point of the Flynn case was, right? They have this retired general, he has lied to the FBI, but at the same time, they don't get anything out of him when he pleads guilty. And what I mean by that is often when the FBI decides to pressure somebody on what they call a 1001 charge, lying to the FBI, it is often in service of extracting more information from that witness or turning them into a cooperating witness, right? You are working toward a bigger goal. In this case, they are working toward bigger goals in the Russia investigation. That was clear. But at the end of the day, General Flynn, he never really cooperated with the government. He never really gave them very much. And then soon after pleading guilty, not once but twice, he got a new attorney who then immediately started trying to dismantle that guilty plea. So from every angle, from every point of view, this case was just something that the department felt was a problem.
It's interesting, Katie, right? Because from a legal point of view, you're right. It didn't really give much to the department or to the case itself, but it certainly set off the political, it was sort of the political catalyst, right? Flynn pleads guilty. The president asks James Comey to go easy on him. He fires Comey. Then we have the special investigator appointed to deal with the Comey firing and blah, blah, blah. So Flynn kind of started all of this. Is that why you think this case was so important to Bill Barr, to the White House?
I mean, it's certainly one of the reasons why the case was so important to the White House and to the president. It felt very personal. It feels like from the White House and from President Trump's point of view, they're saying, we fired him for lying to Mike Pence. We already took care of the situation. We are unsure why it's necessary now to try to get this guy into jail. Mm. And I think that for the Justice Department, it's complicated for the reasons that I said before. Also, it's complicated because the case did show, once we saw a full accounting of it, both in the Mueller report and in some of the exhibits in the case itself, a real dysfunction at the top levels of the Justice Department. You do have this very real worry. Why is this man lying to us about his conversations with the Russian ambassador, especially when we're doing a Russia investigation? It does seem pertinent. One, and then two, does it open up the worry that he could be blackmailed when other people know what he has said to the Russian ambassador, but perhaps, you know, the rest of the government, the rest of the administration does not, you know, law enforcement officials worried that Russia could blackmail General Flynn, essentially. Mm. So these are two real worries. But then what happens afterwards is you see, you know, then Sally Yates, the deputy attorney general, then acting attorney general, she says, hey, listen, I have a protocol for this. I want to take care of it. And then we see the former director of the FBI, James Comey, basically defy her and order his people to go ahead and interview General Flynn. So you also see some dysfunction at the top of the department at the time. Again, there are lots of reasons why people at the Justice Department just don't like this case.
So is this setting some sort of precedent, or is this just sort of a unique case?
You know, I hesitate to say that we'll never see anything again in this administration. We have an election looming in November, and I feel like things, especially around the Justice Department, are only going to become more intense as we get closer to Election Day. Certainly, this is the first time we've seen something like this. My colleague Charlie Savage ran a story on Thursday that just said nobody, Democrat, Republican, of any administration can ever remember the Justice Department taking the guilty plea of somebody who did lie, and we know that he lied because we have the wiretaps showing that he lied. He admitted it twice. He pled guilty twice. Never has the Justice Department taken that circumstance and said, we're not only going to not prosecute, we're going to just withdraw this case publicly after years of wrestling with it. That is completely new. At the same time, while the action is new, the political nature of the action, the controversial nature of the action, that is not new. And that is something we've seen come up again and again and again within the Justice Department, and now even more within the national security community as the president imposes his will more and more on some of these institutions.
Well, and every president has been accused of politicizing his Department of Justice or Attorney General. So is this more unique than in previous administrations?
Well, it certainly is. But first, I guess I'd want to give Attorney General Barr a voice here. He did do an interview with CBS. He wasn't silent. Very, very soon after this decision was made on Thursday, he had an interview with CBS News in which he defended himself. And I think it's important to note that in his accounting, he says this was not a political act. He was, in fact, depoliticizing the Justice Department because General Flynn never should have been interviewed by the FBI. He never should have been prosecuted by the Justice Department. That all of that was political, and he is undoing those political actions. So I do want to make sure that we understand this from his point of view. I think there are people who would argue that that's not the case, or would argue that the perception of what's happened is very difficult to square with that idea.
Got it. And finally, Judge Emmett Sullivan, the one who accepted Flynn's guilty plea, still has a chance to weigh in all of this. Do you have any expectations of what he is going to do?
You know, Judge Sullivan is an interesting figure. I've spoken with people who work at the Justice Department, have worked at the Justice Department, have presented cases before him. He took that guilty plea, and he is also known for sometimes not taking guilty pleas if he doesn't think that they would pass muster. So he took the plea. I think he will be curious and wants some more information about how this came to pass. You know, there's also a chance that he wouldn't dismiss the case with prejudice. And I guess what that means is to make sure this is the final iteration of the Michael Flynn matter, to make sure that we're not going to get some sort of double jeopardy issue down the road, the judge would dismiss with prejudice, sort of putting a stake in the case. It will be interesting to see whether or not he does that. The Justice Department has requested it. We don't know what he'll say. It's just very impossible to imagine that he will simply accept the government's motion and say nothing himself because he's been deeply involved in this case.
Well, Katie Benner, thank you for helping us understand all of this a little bit better.
Well, thanks for having me.